The port was underdesigned and poorly designed to begin with, and it failed so dramatically and catastrophically that it prevented any ships from getting into the port to bring in relief supplies. So one of the first things the U.S. military focused on was getting one of the wharfs back up and running so that they could start unloading cargo ships. Because they had two main wharfs in the seaport of Port-au-Prince, and both of the cranes that they used to unload onto these wharfs were in the bay. They had completely failed and gone out into the bay. So the wharf was completely unusable until the U.S. military started building it up. And at the time we were there, they were just about finished with one of the two wharfs. So they still had a considerable amount of work left to do in order to bring in relief supplies. And similar things were going on out to the western parts of the island, where there were lots of landslides, especially up into the mountainous areas where there's lots of smaller villages. You probably heard that it was a long time before relief supplies could get through to some of those western villages, because in part there is a lack of heavy construction equipment there to go and clear these landslides. So we physically saw people out clearing these landslides by hand using pickaxes and sledgehammers to try to break huge boulders out and get them out of the roadway, and loading this stuff into wheelbarrows and carting it over to the side of the road. So it was going to take a long time in order for relief supplies to get through.
So are there parallels between Haiti and here as far as soil types? You mentioned liquefaction was pretty widespread there. Could the same thing happen here?
In our neck of the woods, probably not. We have a lot of glacial tills here from the glaciers that came down 10,000 or so years ago. But as you go farther south into the Mississippi embayment and south of Cairo, Illinois, yes, most everything is sands, and those liquefied extensively during the 1811-1812 earthquakes. If a repeat of that happens, which there's a possibility it could in the next 50 years or so, then those sands are going to liquefy again, particularly in Memphis, where there's an awful lot of construction right there along the Mississippi River.
Even if Haiti were, there was a bit more development going on in Haiti, do you think the ports would have been constructed differently? Would they have had earthquakes in mind, or is this something that would have caught anybody by surprise?
Well, I don't think it would catch everyone by surprise. Certainly there were scientists, even here in the U.S. and one at Purdue in particular, that had warned of the potential for large earthquake, both in the south part of the country and in the north part of the country. He expected the northern part to go first because it was more ripe for a big earthquake. But he certainly was warning of this. Again, it's a matter of convincing policymakers and those who have the ability to make these decisions, convince them of the importance and the potential effect of an earthquake if it does happen. And that's where the disconnect was, is that there was not enough ability for people here in the U.S. and other people who study these things to affect that change.
In the group's downtime, was there anything going on as far as helping people?
Most of our downtime, and we didn't have a whole lot. As soon as we got, most of the time we'd get into our camp after dark, and then we'd spend just a few hours trying to come together as a group and figure out, because we'd break into smaller groups during the day, we'd come together and share our data and try to figure out where we're going to go next. So we did not spend a whole lot of time with the human relief efforts. And during the day, we actually had security with us during the day, and they all recommended do not start handing out food, do not start handing out water, otherwise you will get a big crowd of people around you, and it may turn into something more problematic if you start handing things out. So we were specifically warned against doing that because we're not prepared to do that. The human toll of this earthquake is so dramatic that it's something I'll never forget. I've told my family and told the other people I've spoken to about this earthquake. In fact, I just went and talked to my kid's school this week. It was just heart-wrenching to see how little these people had to begin with and to have even that little bit taken away. And then for us to be down there doing this technical work and not be able to help out on the human side and to give them the water that we had, give them the food that we had was just heartbreaking.